They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have this thing.
What thing?
It's kind of a birth defect thing.
Oh, geez, man, I didn't know. What is it?
I have a tail.
Huh? A tail. What do you mean, like a story?
No, a tail. It's like a waggy tail. My backbone is longer than it's supposed to be. It's like a genetic abnormality. It's a vestigial tail.
George.
Sean.
Yeah, I do.
Get out.
Right. You see, if I can't even get my best friend to accept it, how am I supposed to expect some woman to?
Wait a second. Are you for real? Because if you are, I gotta see this.
No, you don't want to see it.
No, I don't want to. I gotta.
Good Lord. Right. You believe me now?
Oh, man, it really does wag.
Only when I'm nervous or happy.
Wow.
The Don and Mike Show. No one gets out of here alive. The Don and Mike Show.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry. All right, lines are open. Here we go. At 877-365-3636. American Fido. Gotta ask you, Buzz.
Yes?
It's Tuesday.
I know.
You gonna watch American Idol tonight?
I have the TiVo set for it.
It's only an hour tonight, Buzz.
I know.
That's kind of a yes.
Yeah, I'll peek in on it.
Oh, good. Then everybody. Well, we'll have a faggot tea party tomorrow.
We'll be talking all about what happened tonight and the crazy bad singers there were.
Crazy faggot party tomorrow.
Yippee.
Only an hour.
Faggot party. Buzz.
How many nights is it on this week?
Every night.
Every night. Six nights, Rob says.
Wear your tiniest shirt.
Can't wait to see Simon giving people insults.
In San Diego, no less.
Yeah.
I like Randy. He keeps it real. And Paula sound nice.
She's nice to everybody. She lets everybody through. Duh. Duh. We're all duh.
Yeah. Yeah. Duh. You say duh. I say duh. Mm-hmm. Yet, you know what we are? Have you seen the ad for Career Builder or whatever it is, TV spot where a guy actually holds a lemming in his hand? Mm-hmm. And he says to the people that are in front of him, "This is a lemming, and we're not going to be like this." Then he lets the lemming go, and as the lemming scurries out of the room, all of these business people get on their hands and knees and follow it out.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm telling you.
That's what's happening today in the stock market, too.
Uh-huh. And with American Idol.
Human mm-hmm. nature.
We are. You and I are the worst at this.
Of course.
I know we are hypocritical.
Yes.
But goddamn, this is when we are at our worst because.
Yeah, we like to put it down, but we're also going to be there. But I can defend that because we're going to be there because there's nothing else to watch.
No, you can't say that because that's what people used to say about our show. That's why we get ratings. There are
other things. What can I say then?
You're a faggot.
I am a faggot.
And so am I, and I'll see you with our Easy Bake Oven when we talk about it tomorrow on our princess phones.
Can I say something? Can I blaspheme the great American Idol, though?
Please.
I wish there was a little more substance to the people that are getting voted off. I wish there was a little more anger. I wish there were a few more people getting really, really legitimately mad at Simon, and there's not enough of that this
year. They're doing that this year to make people like me happy to have more real singers come through. Uh-huh. And besides, you can't say that there's nothing on because I know we've talked about this before, and now we got to play our game, but there's all that crap on Discovery Channel, TLC. Mm-hmm. Last night, we watched Dirty Jobs.
Oh, that's a great show.
Right.
I mean, I don't miss like 2.5 Men and junk like that. When I can watch that guy, Mike Rowe, and he actually went out lobstering with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he would actually, and the show, obviously, Dirty Jobs nobody wants to do, where you put those giant, everybody's seen it, but it's very hard to do. You put those big
traps.
Traps is what you call them. Thanks.
Pots, lobster pots.
Lobster pots into the water. And on more than one occasion, when you let them go, mm-hmm. if you don't watch your feet, the boat is going so fast with the rope, you can almost get pulled off the boat.
It's the number one danger in lobstering. You have to be aware of that.
It happened to him at least 2 or 3 times.
You know how tough a guy I am?
How tough are you?
I've done that.
Really?
Really, Mike Rowe O'Mara?
You bet. It's the only dirty job I've ever done.
Mike Rowe O'Mara.
I've done that.
Well, you picked
tobacco.
I've been on a.
Did you?
Yeah, I picked tobacco. That was a dirty job too. But lobstering is. But never at that speed that he goes.
You
at
didn't get pulled off
that,
the boat.
You know.
Also, they,
because they're doing that at super. They're laying a lot of traps very quickly, and it's scary.
And also something to do with slugs last night.
I didn't see that part.
It's something to do with slugs to where he was pulling. They were like coming out of their little shells, and it looked like. You know those nubs that Dennis Murphy has on that stump of a half an arm that
he
has?
Yeah, where they're just kind of moving ever so slightly.
Yeah.
Have you seen the show? I don't even know what network it's on. I think the Travel Channel, where the guy eats anything.
Unusual foods. Yeah.
Yes.
And he goes all over the place.
Yeah.
And the beating heart of a frog was way up there.
And I say to you, you say there's nothing on, and I say, well, there is something.
That's television.
There is something on. At Buzz last night, I watched 2.5 Men.
Did you?
Seriously, dude.
America loves the show. What can I tell you? It's funny. It's edgy. It's naughty. It shouldn't be on at that hour. And for some reason, it's a number one show.
Men.
I do not get it.
Men.
I swear to Christ, I do not get it. And that one guy, I know the guy that's half a fag is married to Lisa Joyner.
I know, and you've had trouble getting over that because you were in love with Lisa Joyner.
Maybe he's little more than half a fag. Maybe he's hetero, but he's just so.
I know, I agree. I don't like the guy.
The finest episode of Dirty Jobs that I've seen is when he went to the garbage collection center where they bring the raw garbage into a warehouse. And they have giant bulldozers, and they have to get the trash, the garbage, the food garbage out of the tracks, and it creates this sludge. And at one point, one of the guys picked up a filet mignon that had a little bit bitten out of it, and it was it was special. That guy does anything; he does absolutely anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think I've mentioned before. I think that guy Mike Rowe is funny in real life. I've heard him on other shows. Mm-hmm. A funny guy. Who am I saying? We should try to get him on the show.
Yeah, why not?
Forget it. Let's just try to get people with singing dogs
sure
on the show. Hello, Don and Mike show. What's happening? Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi. Thank you for waiting. I didn't realize we had so many people online for American Fido. What's your name? Any idea?
I think it's Pam, and I'm from Grass Valley, California.
We are cooking with Pam.
All right, Pam. Now, your dog, what type of a dog, and what does your dog sing?
I actually have a duet here. I have Nikki, who's actually a timber wolf.
Hold on. You have a wolf?
Yes.
Oh, I should also mention last night that the expiration date, at least for me, on American Gladiators, that's it.
Yeah.
We went past that, and we gave it literally 5 seconds.
Yeah, I don't watch it anymore.
It was like, ugh.
Nikki, I'm going to put Nikki Timberwolf. That's pretty amazing.
Nikki the Timberwolf, and then Bo is a German Shepherd cross.
And a German Shepherd.
All right, so we'll have a kick-ass singing spectacle. What do your dogs sing, Pam?
They sing Moon Over Miami.
Good.
I'd love to hear that.
All right, are you ready?
Yes, we're born ready. Here you go, Pam.
Okay.
Sounds like the stock market.
It's Jim Cramer.
Hello.
You know, is there any way, Pam, that we could we isolate?
We're going into the second verse.
Wait.
Okay, all right, hold on.
Yes.
Pam, is there any way we could isolate the dogs to hear just one? I'd like to hear what the Timberwolf sounds like alone.
Hold the phone closer to one and then the other.
Hold on just a second here.
You know what makes me the saddest?
What?
Heath Ledger's missing this bit.
Hey.
I know.
Nikki.
It's an American tragedy, Don.
And we're missing him.
Thought this might be better.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Nikki's a higher.
Oh, that's beautiful, Pam.
Wow.
Nice.
Bravo.
She's really, really quite the entertainer.
Oh, that's incredible.
Huh. Hold on. I just have to say, a little pitchy. You just eyed for me.
And a timber.
Let's go to this line. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
This is Kristen.
Oh, I got it up here. Kristen. Hi, Kristen. And you have two dogs as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I have a little beagle mixy thing called Scooby, and I have a big Great Dane named Junior.
Boy, another duet.
And
yes.
What do your dogs sing, Kristen?
They sing Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh, now this I want to hear. Let's hear this.
All right, here we go.
A beagle and a Dane.
It's very much like Britney Spears.
Is the lady making the ow sound?
But no, cleaner.
They're two different dogs, right?
Yes.
Okay,
because I hear
that.
Now, were you making the sound that went ow?
I tried to hold it away from myself a little bit.
Okay, try. Well, now
because we heard the dogs barking, I didn't necessarily hear that howling singing.
You
want to
hear the howling one?
Right. Owners are allowed
now
to
I hear
sing.
It. Yes.
Yeah, owners can sing.
It's gonna be hard to separate them.
Here, I'll get them.
With a crowbar.
Oh.
Let's not grab the dog's testicle.
That
was not Kristen.
Put them down as finalists, please.
Just don't put them down.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Sandy.
Yeah.
Hi, honey. Where are you calling from?
Gainesville, Virginia.
Thank you for listening. And now I got information on the screen. Your dog is named Ruger?
Ruger, yep.
Ruger.
What kind of a dog is Ruger?
Ruger is a chocolate Labrador.
That's that. Rob had a dog named Luger.
I had a dog named Higer.
Come here, Ruger.
And what is Ruger going to sing for us today, Sandy?
He sings smooth. He's like Barry White. He's just going to sing some Barry White, I'm sure.
Lay it on us. Let's hear Ruger.
All right. Come here, Ruger. Sing. Sing. Sing.
Barry White is great. That's a good one.
That's the best one we've had.
Soft and smooth.
I vote for you. Hold on.
Oh, good job, Ruger.
God damn, that was a good one.
I like the low voice. I do like Ruger. I'll be laughing about Ruger for an hour.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Selena.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, Selena. Where are you from?
Chestertown, Maryland.
Thanks a lot for listening. Oh, and we got another lady with two dogs, Mike.
Yeah, and I thought I heard a baby in the background, Selena.
Yeah, I got a couple kids here, too.
Okay. They're not going to sing, are they?
No.
What are your... Oh, I see your dogs. Are your dogs named Vicky and Explodey?
That's it.
What kind of dog is Vicky?
They're both black labs.
All right, and Explodey. Why do you call one of them Explodey?
My husband named him. It's off the cartoon Ren and Stimpy.
All right.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Release the hound.
All I know from Ren and Stimpy's log.
Right.
Ask for my name. Okay, what are they going to sing, Selena?
They do the basics. They do Happy Birthday.
Oh, Happy Birthday. Here's Vicky and Explodey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anytime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready? Vicky, sing. Happy birthday to you.
It's no Ruger.
little throw down there. Will you stop doing that?
Tell you what, it's no Ruger Howard.
No. Right. Ruger Howard.
Hold on there, Selena.
I loved him in The Hitcher.
Hello there, Jeffrey.
Yes.
Hi, pal. Where are you from?
I'm from Abingdon, Maryland.
Right on. And your dog is named Isis?
My dog's name is Isis, and this is totally my wife's idea.
Mm. What kind of dog is Isis, Jeffrey?
Isis is a Dottie Roddy, a Rottweiler.
A Rottweiler. All right. Okay, what's the song, my friend?
Isis sings I Love You.
All right.
Oh, beautiful. Well, let's hear it, please.
My wife is going to get her started.
Oh,
now we got an extra prize.
Same as with you.
Is that the wife or the dog?
Yes. Could be a combination of both. I said yes. I can understand. I speak dog. What the dog is saying to this man's wife is, we're out of peanut butter.
It's
Once again, Ruger has set the bar, hasn't he?
ISIS. Hello, Jeffrey.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Not bad. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, my friend. It's like telling somebody, you know, their kid, you know what? Every team needs a left fielder.
Absolutely, and it's playing the game that's the important thing.
They're all winners.
That's right, ISIS. It's just too bad you know Ruger.
Ruger, the Barry White dog.
Let's break and come back, and we'll do one more segment with this, okay, and get some more singing dogs. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm telling you, this Ruger, if it's one vote for guy, Ruger's got my vote.
Sandy's dog, Ruger. We're all in agreement so far, but, there's another round, and Ruger is ripe for the picking.
He's the dog to beat.
Can we, let me see, do we keep everybody else or keep more lines open?
I think you might want to be. I always
let
believe
the dogs out!
You give the dogs perhaps another quick chance if you have time.
Yeah, let me see. Well, we got. Yeah, we got time. All right, let's break, and then we got. How many did we have there?
We had a five. We had Pam with Nikki the Timberwolf and Bo the German Shepherd, Crystal Meth with Scooby the Beagle and Junior the Great Dane.
It's messed with you a lot recently, isn't it?
Sandy. Well, makes. I don't like Crystal Meth. Makes me sharp. Sandy with Ruger the Labrador, as Selena with Dickie the Lab and Explody the Lab, and Jeffrey with Isis the Rottweiler.
All right, those are five. Let's get five more dogs, and then we'll get a winner.
I'm completely neither there or there.
Right, so you get American Fido. Mm-hmm.
American Fido.
The American Idol is on tonight.
That is a timely topical tie-in.
Like go ahead, steal it! Other DJs, steal it!
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the permission.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
One more break with Singing Dogs. We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We arrive here to learn from American politics. As a matter of interview with party official from ruling regime.
We are good friend, Boba, yes?
I hope so.
It is a custom have a cheese at the start.
Thank you.
My wife, she make this cheese.
Very nice.
She make it from a milk from her
Rich with the aroma of love, the Don and Mike Show.
And I don't want anybody to feel left out on this show. I don't know how we're going to do it. We're going to get some synergy. We're going to get Jim Rome to call us so he can tell us how he feels about his show being taped late at night.
Yeah. Very good. Look forward to that.
So we get some synergy.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Right? That'll be good. It's a chance for everybody to chat.
How you doing, Jim Rome? On the good ship WJFK, where everybody loves everybody, talks about everybody all the time.
Woo!
Synergy, man. That's right. That's what it's about.
The byword of the day.
Check out Romy tonight.
Oh, another fun day at the ranch.
Hey, let's see. Let's see what Jeff has to say. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Jeff, howdy, Jeff.
Hello?
Or not Jeff.
This is his wife, Mary.
Oh, it's Mrs. Jeff.
Mary? Yes.
Hi, Mary.
How are you, Mary?
Hey.
Hey, where's Jeff and your dog, Caesar?
Jeff's right here, and Caesar's right next to him.
And what is Jeff going to have Caesar sing for us today on American Fido?
We were thinking Van Halen Jump.
What kind of hound dog is Caesar?
He's a Cocker Spaniel.
A cocker.
He ain't nothing but a hound dog, Mike.
That's right. He loves to sing.
All right. I like the smaller version. Like, they have the Labradoodles. I like the little ones. They're called Cockersmiths.
Oh, yes.
Never mind. You win today.
Thank you. It suddenly turned into a competition.
It sure has.
It has always. Now. No, not always. This one, I was kind of late to the party on this one. Don took the lead on this one.
What is the what's the song again that Caesar's going to sing?
Van Halen Jump.
I'm sorry, I forgot that. Let's go. Let's hear it now. Jeff, what kind of dog is Caesar?
He's the Cocker Spaniel, yeah.
Right, Cocker. That's what started it all. Uh-huh, Joe right. Cocker.
Okay.
Let's go.
Are we ready?
Yep. Joe Cocker, the original cocksmith.
Whee!
He is.
A little too much barking for Caesar, not enough singing.
Mm-hmm. Just sad. Turn him into a salad.
More of a rapper.
More of a rapper. Then would his name be D-O-G-G? Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Jim. Hey, buddy. Hey, you got to like any guy who's got a dog named Duke.
Hey, Duke. All right.
What kind of dog is Duke?
Duke is a beagle.
A beagle.
He's a beagle and a poodle.
The Duke.
Oh, you ought to know something about these cases. You do, don't you?
The Duke. A beagle doodle.
I'm just ruminating for information.
A poogle.
That's young Duke. Where's some older Duke?
The government never gave anybody anything.
That's medium Duke right there. We got to get real old Duke.
I come close to killing you a couple of times when we were younger.
That's middle-aged Duke.
Mm-hmm. Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Old that's old Duke.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's hear Duke. What's Duke going to sing?
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Excellent.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim and Duke.
All right, Duke. Come on, Duke. Duke.
Jim's Duke.
Duke. Duke. Duke. Duke. Come on, Duke. Come on.
Dude, we've been punked.
Somebody's playing a fast one on
Someone's making a mockery of our game.
That's a silly little joke.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
Tracy with an I. What kind of a dog is it you have, Tracy?
I have an English
Beagle.
Mastiff.
Oh, it's a beagle. It's Tracy, baby, isn't it?
Hey, baby. Oh, no. Different Tracy, Mike.
Oh, all right.
Different Tracy than Joe Ardinger's wife.
Call in and win.
Tracy, what kind of dog again?
Tracy,
I'm sorry. What kind of dog do you have?
English Mastiff.
And what's his name?
Matto.
All right. Well, let's hear what Matto's gonna. What is Matto gonna sing?
He's an English Mastiff, and he sings the blues.
The blues. Oh, we haven't had a blues singer yet.
All right. Here's Tracy with Matto.
All righty.
No. This is just more owners going.
Yeah, and the dog barking, not working.
Hello, Gary. Don and Mike Show. Hi, Gary.
Carrie, Don.
It's Carrie.
Carrie.
Carrie on my wayward son.
Hello, Carrie.
Hello.
You're just booing because your wife is named Carrie.
I don't know.
Carrie.
Carrie. That's right.
Gary.
Gary. Your dog is named Peanut. What type of dog is Peanut?
Miniature dachshund. It's the obvious choice.
Oh, a doxadoodle.
Those are cute little dogs. What is Peanut going to sing today?
Wiener dog.
He accompanies Flight of the Valkyries.
Oh, very good. Apocalypse Now. Very good.
Let's bring some class to this party.
And Rob said it's Ride of the Valkyries. When it comes to German classical music, our Nazi in the back room is an expert.
And for Joe, would be Rise of the Valkyries. Ross Valkyries.
Ross Valkyries. And it's Flight of the Bumblebees, right, Rob?
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear Peanut.
All right.
Soprano.
Wow.
That was over.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Short, sweet. And now let's try one more dog. Here's Jim. Hi, Jim.
Jim.
Jim, yes.
Jim, where are you from, Jim?
Sacramento, your favorite place.
Favorite place on God's green earth. And your dog is named Emmett. What type of dog is Emmett?
He is a Yorkie mix of some kind.
Now, I got to tell you, it's a very tough field for you. None of these dogs we've had on this second round have been as good as the first. What is Emmett going to sing?
Well, he's my favorite song and yours, Happy Birthday Again.
All right, from the Yorkador.
All right, lay it on, Jim. Here's Jim with Emmett.
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emmett. Happy birthday to you.
That's pretty strong for a little dog.
Good. That's really a good one. A Yorkie. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Put up for the little guys.
All right, hold on, Jim.
Thanks.
Good job.
Hold on a second, Jim.
Jim.
Well, let me see. Damn, we've had a lot of them. Mike,
we have 10, Don.
Can you recap all 10?
Yeah, we have Pam. Pam had Nikki, the Timberwolf.
Who let the dogs out?
And Bo, the German Shepherd. Contestant number 2, Chrysalin, with Scooby and Junior, Beagle and Great Dane. Contestant number 3, Randy, with Ruger, our clear leader so far. Kind of got challenged in the second round. Ruger's a Labrador. Selena with Vicky and Explody, both labs. Jeffrey with Isis, the Rottweiler. In the second round, Jeff with Caesar, the Cockerdoodle. Jim with Duke, the Beaglador. Tracy with Matto, the English Mastiff Doodle. And Carrie Peanut with Peanut, the Dachshund. And Jim with Emmett, the Yorkie. And I think Jim
I think the two
with Emmett the Yorkie.
Are Sandy and Jim.
Uh-huh.
I think it's between Ruger and Emmett.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I agree. It's absolutely true. And they're both different registers. We got a soprano and a bass.
Mm-hmm. So it's the best.
Jim with Emmett and Sandy with Ruger.
All right, then let's go first. Now, here in the final two, let's go back to Sandy with Ruger. Sandy?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Ruger's really got to sing for his supper now.
It's one on one. It's Ruger against a little tiny dog. But the little tiny dog is like Celine Dion.
That's right. He's a little tiny dog named Emmett.
Okay. Well, we got Ruger here, who's slightly overweight, and he's brown, and he's old, so he's total Barry White here. Okay.
I have to come out of an effing up-tempo record and talk about an effing dog dying.
Two.
Where are the pictures I was supposed to see? All right. Let's hear it here now in your finals. Here is Ruger.
All right, Ruger, sing.
God damn. Hold on, Ruger. Hold on, hold on, hold on. That's hard to beat.
Wonderful.
Ruger. Jim.
Yes.
Jim.
All right, this is the last chance. Now, Ruger has put in another great performance, Jim.
It's going to be hard to beat Barry White.
I know.
Let's hear Emmett. Let's hear what he's got.
Let's go. M, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I declare my underwear.
You know, it's really
a tie.
It's a tie.
It's got to be a tie, but we've got to have them both at the same time.
Ruger, and I think their voices are going to complement each other.
Yeah.
All right, now let me see. Sandy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And Jim, are you still there?
Still here.
Well, here's the good news. We can't pick, so you each get $100.
Yay.
Hey.
What we'd love to hear is both of your dogs at the same time.
All right.
Not a problem.
Doing a duet. Can you please do Endless Love by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie?
One, wait, two, wait. Three, go.
Ruger, sing.
All right, bravo!
Who let the dogs out?
Fantastic job!
We have a winner!
Wow! Outstanding Private File,
Sandy. For you, $100. Jim, for you, $100.
Thank you. All right, thanks.
And all those other people are going to get a Dynamike hoodie, courtesy of the Dynamike website.com.
Wonderful.
Nice.
Everybody gets something.
Everybody did a great job today, except for that guy that was playing the American Idol tape. And that was funny, too.
We enjoyed it. Yeah.
That was A-okay.
That was good.
Let my people go
in as low as in Egypt's land. Let my people go.
I love it.
Oh, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was good. Let me see.
American Fido.
What time? That's right, Buzz. Yeah. Not to be confused with American Idol.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Oh, it's news time.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Well, there you go, Curly. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic, sir.
So, without totally shooting your wad,
yes,
we already know that Heath Ledger's dead, and we already know that Fred Thompson has dropped out of the presidential race.
That's true. Well, that part's covered then.
Anything else really big going on?
Well, I think so. I think I've got some interesting stuff here.
Is our economy in total collapse?
Well, we have lost Suzanne Plachette, too.
Oh, know. That's right.
And Alan Melvin.
Oh, that's right, Alan
Melvin. Yeah, did you know that, Mike?
I did.
You used,
hey.
to do him a lot of times on the
show. How
shows.
Are you? I'm Alan Melvin. Hi, Archie.
Alan Melvin was, even before Archie Bunker's Place, was on many episodes of Dick Van Dyke as Dick Van Dyke's army buddy.
That's right, pal.
And he was also a couple of times a bad guy on Andy Griffith.
Yeah, and was he on the Phil Silver Show?
Oh, yeah. He was a regular on the Phil Silver Show.
I got a question for you.
Yes, Alan Melvin.
What's Heath Ledger doing stealing my show? Come on.
Excuse me, Alan Melvin. It's not Alan Melville.
Oh, it's Alan Melvin?
His character name is in there.
What was my character name?
Barney Hefner on All in the Family.
I'm Barney Hefner.
Corporal Henshaw.
On the Phil Silver show.
Thank you.
Ever do any cartoon voices?
Oh, yeah.
Lots of them, yeah. Constantly.
Sounds like it.
McGilligorilla? Or one of the Banana Splits?
You know better than I do, Squarehead.
Of course he does.
Thank you.
So, Buzz, I think we've covered it.
Yeah,
Heath Ledger dead, Alan Melvin dead, mm-hmm. Fred Thompson out of the race.
And Suzanne Plachette. Oh, Bob. It's all just a crazy dream, Bob. May I rub your bald head, Bob?
You know, what was funny about Suzanne Plachette was that in real life, when the show was over, she married Tom Poston.
Yes, who's also gone.
Yes.
You were hot in the birds.
Thank you. I wasn't as hot as Tippi Hedren.
Hedren.
We're getting the L's and N's screwed up today. Melvin.
Yeah, listen, back in her day, Suzanne Plachette.
Yes, in her day.
Oh,
please.
I wonder what made her voice like that.
Who would not need that bistro? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Man, I'd do that lean cuisine.
Cafe do a lot. Buzz.
Yes.
Stand by. We'll come to you next, Curly.
This is the Don and Mike Show.